This is my dream, to talk to three people all at the same time on one phone line. This should work out real well.
In unison.
I would not have said yes to this if it's not these guys.
Right.
Josh Harold, John Hurwitz, and Hayden Schlossberg. Welcome to the show. Thank you. Season 6, Cobra Kai. I know we're going to get to the show you're promoting,
yes.
But Season 6, Cobra Kai. Hillary Swank come back?
Too early to know, too early to say anything, but, you know, anybody who's shown up in the Karate Kid movies is fair game, so you never know.
Ah. Ooh. That says a lot.
Is it really too early to know?
Can't think like Miyagi.
Can we get a little hint?
Oh, you say a lot.
We do a good job of, you know, trying not to let the spoilers out of the barn.
Gotcha. Right.
But we love this franchise so much, and we hope to deliver on everyone's wildest dreams with what's going to happen in season 6.
Okay.
I mean, if you do this once in your career, it's an amazing thing to have happen, to bring back something that meant so much to so many people.
Yeah.
But in a way where everybody loves it, whether you missed the whole movie thing because you were too young,
uh-huh,
or if you grew up watching it.
It's entertaining.
It's like really genius.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah, we just grew up loving the movies, and so we knew the feeling that we had when we were kids watching it. So we try to have stories that we think kids today would like, but with a twist, because we were also fans of Johnny Lawrence back in the day and Cobra Kai. So it's not exactly the same thing as Karate Kid. It's got a little bit more edge to it, but, you know, we know how to hit those feels for, you know, a young audience and nostalgia for an older audience.
Who came up with this idea? And how, did you guys go through a list of movies from the 80s thinking, let's put another spin on a movie, on a famous movie from the 80s? How did that happen?
This is actually, you know, an idea that we had at this point almost 20 years ago. The three of us have been friends since we were teenagers. We all moved out to Los Angeles in the early 2000s and used to write screenplays by day and kind of hang out and watch movies at night. And we were all obsessed with The Karate Kid back then, but we were all obsessed with Johnny Lawrence back then. We loved the idea of, like, what happened to that jerk from your high school?
Yeah.
Where does he end up in life? And that was sort of the story at the core of it. And it was the three of us would talk about this back then, and we wanted to make it as a movie way back then. But it was unrealistic to get a major studio to make that movie with, you know, actors who hadn't been starring in major motion pictures in a while. So we kind of put the idea on ice. Some time passed, and suddenly you're seeing on Netflix, you know, shows like Fuller House happen, and Kimmy Gibbler's on billboards on the Sunset Strip. And we're like, you know what? Maybe it's time to try to do that Karate Kid idea that we had, that idea Cobra Kai, but do it as a TV series. And we put together a pitch, grabbed the guys, and, you know, the rest is history.
Nice. Amazing.
The rest is history.
It is.
Really, what a masterpiece you guys created. We're talking to the creators of Cobra Kai, who have a new series coming on Netflix Thursday. It's called Obliterated.
Been there.
Yes. What's funny is you hear the title and you think it could be
right.
That.
Me on a Thursday
or
night.
It could be like some kind of a war movie.
Right. Oh, okay.
It's a little bit of both, right?
Oh, good.
Don't confuse this for Cobra Kai. If you're used to watching Cobra Kai with your whole family together, leave the kids at home for this one. This
gotcha.
One is very R-rated in theme. And, yeah, Obliterated plays to both the idea that Las Vegas might be obliterated if our special forces team can't overcome their own obliteration from, you know, booze and drugs and everything else and actually save the day. So it's kind of like The Hangover meets 24 meets Die Hard.
Wow.
That's pretty cool. So these guys, these special forces guys, they go into Vegas with some kind of a mission because there was a threat. They think they eliminate it. They get wasted, drinking, celebrating, and then it turns out the real threat arrives, and now they're wasted.
Bad timing.
Oh, my goodness.
Bad timing, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's an idea that we had for a long time, also as a movie back in the day. But when Cobra Kai was a success on Netflix, they were like, what else do you have? And we realized, this is a fun ensemble. If you like old school action, 80s action, 90s action, the kind of like military shows you don't really see anymore today. They're just like kind of fun, you know, or just big action like Die Hard. But it's mixed with that also that R-rated edgy comedy that you also don't see that much again today, like The Hangover and movies that Josh and I used to work on before Cobra Kai, like the American Pie franchise, Harold and Kumar.
Very cool.
If it's a hit on Netflix, do they even tell you? Do they give you the streaming numbers? Or I guess you know if they want another season, right?
You hear a little bit immediately, and then, you know, 10 days in, they give you a full report on sort of what the numbers are looking like, and then 30 days in, they give you another report. So you find out you have a pretty good idea of if people are watching the show or not. But, you know, I think you with this one, there's a lot of, you know, I mean, there aren't water coolers as much these days, but there's a lot to talk about, a lot of surprises, a lot of things that may be shocking. So I think we'll know pretty quickly if people are talking about the show, because there's a lot to talk about.
How many episodes in a season?
There's 8 episodes, and unlike Cobra Kai, this one's more of an hour format. So they're not full hours, but they're very, very heavy, close to hours. And we kind of shoot the whole season like it's one big movie. So, you know,
That's cool.
8 episodes that feel very bingeable. It's one story. It all takes place in one day and one night. So, you know, where you pick up is exactly where you left off.
Wow. Well, the genius is like every hour you have to find some cliffhanger.
Yeah.
So, you know, when it says next episode loading, you know, you don't stop. You're like, all right, we'll do one more.
You get the one more.
It's like crack.
You got me.
5 hours later.
The Karate Kid movie is going to be rebooted, and Ralph Macchio is a part of it, and you guys aren't really a part of it. Does that feel weird?
It's a little weird, but not totally, you know, unexpected, because, you know, it started as a movie franchise, and to get the ability to do it, Cobra Kai as a series, there had to be, you know, calls and discussions with the film department, and at the time they weren't doing anything on the movie side. So we got to do Cobra Kai, and, you know, after 5 years and the success of Cobra Kai, I think the film side wanted to do something as a movie, and we were just busy because we had, you know, we're finishing up Cobra Kai, we have Obliterated, but, you know, we've been in touch with them about it, but it's just separate from what we're doing on the TV series.
So what, you've been in touch with them, what does that mean? Like, you're consultants, or are you... involved at all?
We're friends of the studio. You know, we work with Sony, you know, Sony Features. So, you know, it's the kind of thing where when they've had some scripts, they've, you know, passed the scripts along to us to take a look at, and we just give our general thoughts on it. You know, we become friendly with the director, who's a huge Karate Kid and Cobra Kai fan. So we're just sort of, you know, unofficially helping out. And, you know, and Ralph is involved, and, you know, Ralph's our guy. We love him to death, and we're always rooting for big success for him. So, you know, we're here to sort of give our thoughts. We don't have any control of how the movie is going to turn out or any of that stuff, but we're there to kind of offer our thoughts along the way.
Yeah, that's a good place to be. You know,
If we were producing and directing it, that would be our entire lives. You know, we give ourselves completely over to the project that we're working on. When we're, you know, about to enter the final season of Cobra Kai, that's going to be our life. You know, we're not going to take on, you know, another project that we're thinking about and that we're sharing brain space in that same day. You know, there's always stuff kind of percolating and happening behind the scenes. But, you know, for us to go all in, you know, it would be us directing, producing, writing. And that's just not feasible, you know, while we have these other two shows.
Well, it shows in your work.
Yeah.
When you watch your work, you could see these are people who really love the subject matter.
Yep.
And really care about it. I can't wait to watch this Obliterated.
Oh, I'm so there.
I loved 24, and I loved The Hangover, and the fact that these two just had a baby, I'm watching it.
Yep. I'm going to watch the kid.
It's going to be your new favorite show.
It's going to be my new favorite. I'll bet you you're 100% correct.
Yep.
Thank you, Josh Harold, John Hurwitz, and Hayden Schlossberg.
Awesome.